Joey Babs, and DJ Jimmy. Others can pretend, but you can't win without the legend. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get it.
No truer words have been said that you can't win without the legend. And let me tell you something. We are back for the third week in a row. There's going to be other podcasts out there that tell you that they are the official ones. They're also going to tell you that, you know, it was my decision to leave them hanging high and dry. Let me tell you what. You got the right podcast right here because you got the legend, Joey Bats. And I'm just here to support that legend, taking that brass ring and making it gold. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm DJ Jimmy and going across the bow all the way to the northern end of the county, ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Joey Bats.
James, thank you. You know, I heard some similar rumblings over the last couple of days. A lot of shit talking going on about us. And, you know, unfortunately, that's just not the case. I mean, we just want to make the best podcast possible. We want to keep people on the edge of their seat. We want to call people out, more importantly, that need to be called out. We don't want any of this fake shit coming on every single week and oh, this score, that score, who gives a shit? We want to talk about the most important thing, and that's you guys. The most important thing about how I am a truly, truly a legend, as you said, James. And we don't want to talk about scores. We don't want to talk about this person did that. It's really not important. We want to focus on one person, one team, one group of people, each podcast. And again, if you got a problem with that, my phone number, 716-400-5045. Please send me a text or give me a call. You're more than welcome to come on. We'll have multiple guests on if we want. There's no stopping what we can do.
There's no limits. There's no limits and no rules. And before we get going into some heavy stuff, I got to put this out there, Joey. Let me tell you, I had someone who's a host on the other podcast stop by and kind of laid this whole thing out. It was just saying, look, you know, it's a little insulting to think that, you know, you're breaking off and doing this on your own. You left me high and dry. And then in turn, someone I'm very good with, Mr. Mo, told Mr. Mo Soleil, you know, hey, Jimmy's screwing me over. Well, let me tell you the truth here. That's not true. And that's not happening. Me and Joey, Mr. Battaglia and I, Mr. Bats, we got a thing going. And if you're envious, I'm sorry. That's all. That's all I got to say, you know?
Jimmy, you know what I say? The haters want to be us and the ladies love us.
It's true. It's true. You want to know what else is true? Are you ready?
Talk to me, baby. What do you got?
There's an amazing guest on the show today. Who's this guy?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce someone I've gotten really close with over the last year. Probably, and I don't say this too often, Jimmy, you know that, one of the better athletes in the league that almost is as good as I was. He's got a little more height than I am. Definitely doesn't have as good hands as I do. Definitely can't throw the ball like I can. But he's really, really good. And I'm going to give him a lot of respect because he's such a good dude. He's got a little wiener, though. I know that. I've felt it numerous times. It's a little small. So if you're listening to this, ladies, and you're looking at him, it was maybe it was cold that day. I don't really know.
Come on, man. But he's a tall guy. Take it easy.
I know. I don't understand that. It doesn't correlate. But we know. We'll get to that, I guess. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Garrett Beeson's with us. Garrett, how you doing, brother?
Doing great, Joey. Just another day in the life. First off, I mean, we'll get to my hands. We'll get to those. As far as the hog goes, am I going to sit here in this league full of alphas and say I have the biggest hog collar? No, I'm not going to. But it's aesthetically got to be the most pleasing. Just the right amount. I talk to sources; they'll tell you.
Dude, you nailed it. That's it. You know, and that's why I love you, dude. You know, you're not packing the most heat, but when you're using it, it's working, baby. I friggin' love. That's why I love this dude. Give me. I'm so
well, that's the thing. I mean, I'm not even claiming. I mean, nowadays I'm like a 5 minute guy, maybe. I'm not even saying I work it well. I got a stretch now. My hips are old, but aesthetically pleasing. I could be a dick my way, dude.
Is it in?
Yeah. Dude, 5 minutes is a lot. God bless you. You know, I mean, like I said last week, I'm married now. I got a kid. 5 minutes is a lot of time. That's a long time to do the nasty. That's like quarter of a porno if you want to get started, if you really want to get into it. But Garrett, you said it perfectly, man. That's why I'm so glad, like I said, you're with us here. I'm ready to go. Jimmy, I know you got some quotes for us.
Yeah, I do, Ashley. Here we go. Ready, gentlemen?
And now a word from your godfather.
Starting off this week, it begins with those godfather's quotes right here. Bats, I'm proud of you, Joey Bats. After week one, it seemed like you were going to get washed away in D1 this season. This session, but you've rallied your team and have shown that you belong. Okay, granted, you're 1-5 on the season, and the victory was in your D2 crossover game, but these close single-digit losses are still much better than things how they looked earlier on. Keep it up. How do you feel about the Godfather's words there, Mr. Betts?
I don't need that motherfucker's pity. Keep it up, he says. We're just hitting our stride, baby. If you've seen my team, is this week 4 or 5? We've had 4 or 5 different teams out there each fucking week. Give me a fucking break hitting my keep it up. He said, what am I, fucking 6 years old? You know what I keep up? I keep my dick up. I keep that up. That's what I keep up every single week. Godfather, listen to me, man. If we're not talking about scores. We're not diving into that shit. Keep it up. I don't need no keep nothing up. Once I get the right team there every single week, everybody makes the playoffs. There's 5 fucking teams in the division. I'm not worried about that. Once we get into the playoffs, that's what really makes
it. Yeah, but the high side of things here, he was proud of you. And he actually took the step back to actually praise you a little bit. Where, conversely, with Mr. Garrett, things went a different way. Now, I can't really play the jingle because these next two quotes aren't from The Godfather. They're directly from The Godfather's mailbag, Garrett. And I've got a whole series of these I'm about to lay out to you. And please, the second that I'm done talking, chime right in. So it goes, quote, Dear Godfather, is it plausible to request several off-duty officers to detail both Frodo games this weekend and 2 and 3? They'll be needed to restrain Garrett after I boycott throwing to him in each game. Garrett's quarterback. Talk to me.
Wow. Well, wow. I mean,
Garrett, before you get started, hold on. What's your QB's name?
Scott Drosendahl.
Scott. Okay. Continue. I'll chime in at the end. Go.
Well, I mean, before I address that, let me give a shout out to Scotty because he should be in the top 10. All the names on that list are good quality quarterbacks, but he should be on there. He's got more arm talent than almost anyone in the league, if not number one, starting to really come into his own. So he should be in the top 10, but he's also, you know, Robin to my Batman, you know.
Are you going to make out with him now, or are we going to get to the business at hand?
He's coming
at
this.
Okay, go ahead.
I was soaking panties while he was in Pampers, so I'm not giving him too much love here. And as far as not throwing me the ball, I mean, I think he's trying to branch out. You know, I'm clearly the star not only of that team but the division. So I think that was just his way of, you know, the little brother, you know, kind of trying to assert himself there with the Godfather.
But hey, Garrett, for people that don't know, what team are you on and what division are you in, really?
Frodo's Wagons, the class of Division III.
All right.
The class of Division III. I think I won Division III when I was 16.
Now, wait a second. D3, Ultimate Warriors are in D3, though, right?
We're talking about me right now, Joey. This isn't
okay, I'm sorry. I forgot.
What was that, Jim?
Garrett, I'm asking. Ultimate Warriors, they're in D3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coolest jerseys in the league.
Yeah, we got to be good with this because I do have to give a little bit of praise to the HR Talk Ultimate Warriors who did win their first game, and I'm proud to sponsor them. That's all I got to say about that one. They do have a good quarterback in Scott as well.
They have very good jerseys. Yes, probably the best in the league. And I will say with their new quarterback, I think it's Scott Pinto.
Yeah,
they're a team to be reckoned with in D3. They're not to be fooled.
Let's be honest about this, guys. D3 is being overlooked all the way around from the Frodo games to the Ultimate Warrior games. You've got two amazing quarterbacks right there. Granted, they're not up to the Joey Bats snuff, you know, but
not many are.
They're right up there, and they're being really glossed over in this quarterback ranking that's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know who's doing those rankings, but they should come check out a Frodo game. I mean, obviously, I'm going to shine the brightest. That's what stars do. But you know, Scotty should be in the top 10 there.
But let me see. I wrapped your game. I think I wrapped. Yeah, I wrapped your first game. The reason he's not in the top 10. There was a lot of times, and this is just coming from someone who's been in the top 10 since the inauguration of the TSL power rankings. A lot of throws that were late, a lot of throws that were behind. I mean, a couple of them, you were wide open in the end zone, and if he puts it in the right spot, it's easy 6. A couple of times at the end of a half where he's 6-0 with no time left, and he's throwing it behind a girl. Come on. You know, that's a rookie. He is still a rookie. That's why he's not in there. He's got to earn his stripes. He's got that big – he thinks that big sure. lipper – that big lipper he had in for the first game isn't going to put him in the top 10. We know, you know, great teams finish halves and finish games properly. He made – a few big mistakes that almost cost you guys. Luckily, you were playing Kyle, who probably might be in the bottom 10 of quarterbacks in the entire league in your game. But he's got to step up a little bit. I don't know. I didn't really talk to him too much. Seems like a nice guy. He had cool Jordan ankle socks on, which I was digging that. If you haven't seen those, he had black old school Jordan socks, which I really liked. But again, his calves were a little thin for my liking. If you're gonna wear ankle socks, three quarter socks like that, but. whatever. So, you know, you were cussing him out a little bit at halftime there. Tell everybody what happened at halftime when he missed a couple throws.
Well, I mean, he didn't have maybe his best game, but I don't think we supported him that well. But any cussing out, God. I do. It's just, you know what it is? It's really all the greats, all the great receivers, they have a little bit of diva in them. It's just part of the DNA, you know. I'm a team first guy, but, you know, I'm open every goddamn play, Joey.
You know what? That's the Garrett I want to hear. We've been on this for about 10, 12 minutes right now. I'm a team first guy. Who are you? I'm glad you're on this podcast. But if we're going to get on a team first guy on this podcast, head over to the other one. It's a me game. You just said it. You're a little bit of a diva, and I love it. You need to call this dude out. I'm like, listen, 6-0, 3 seconds left on the clock. Throw me the GD ball. I could jump over anybody. That's what you say.
Well, let me tell you something. It's coming straight from the mailbag as to why he might not be too much of a me thing right now. I don't know, Garrity. You're going to have to chime in and punch back on this one. But the second one in the mailbag says it's understood that 30 points a game will not cut it. But may I add that Garrett has dropped 3 touchdowns this far in the season, league leading, after pledging no drops to his name of all things. Being penalized for his poor play is blasphemy, and I vow to branch off and make my own team to rival those in the D1 ranks next spring. Mailbag continued.
Words.
Jimmy, you know, like you can come after my friends, my family, you know, do what you want, but don't come after the hands. I mean, after reading that, I honest to God, I felt like a bulimic girl after a buffet. I just wanted to vomit. All right.
And the worst thing malicious. About that, Garrett, it's coming directly from, like, the TSL universe. Like someone within the teams or someone that's pretending to be your quarterback or someone on your team.
Somebody quoted him. Somebody pulled him aside and wrote this down verbatim, I heard. You know, that's the problem.
I think people are just trying to make a name and piggyback off my hands. It was unprovoked. It was lowbrow, vitriolic, uncalled for. I have, and I want this on record, shouted from the rooftops. I am not claiming to be the best receiver in the league, not claiming to be the fastest. I have the best hands in the goddamn league, hands down. I will back that up to anyone who wants to put money on it. We will donate it to charity. The winner gets to have a charity. Anyone in the league, hands down, wants to do a hands competition with me. Joe, my hands are like sunshine on a cloudy day.
I love it. I love all the
Braveheart.
I love all these
Jesus Christ himself, an inspiration to countless people. And to hear my hands talked about like that, it just was...
Garrett, I have one stipulation for you about your whole bet concept here that you're bringing up right now. As long as the money's not going to anything B's brother, I'm behind you. That's all.
I think we need to start. I talked about last week a few tills we need to put out there for 40-year-old plan guy and no shorts little dick guy. We should add one for B's brother because that dude needs a till after the way he smelled this past weekend. I don't know if he listens. I don't know if he has access to listen to this podcast. But, dude, if you see me there, I got a couple deodorants in my car I keep as a safety. They're yours, brother. They are absolutely yours.
I'll talk to him.
Please, Jesus Christ. Dude, first of all, luckily I don't play receiver anymore. I've upgraded. You know, I'm just leading team to championship. Jimmy, a little sidebar. I thought about this today as I was mulling over our conversation with Garrett. There's 6 divisions in Topper Sports. I think there's been 6 since the inauguration of the league in 2000-whatever. I've won 5 of 6 divisions. D1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I don't know if that's good or bad. But that's me. You know what I mean? It's fine. Garrett, you'll be there one day, son. But getting back to your best hands, I'll agree with you, dude. Yours are pretty good. They're still, I mean, again, like I said last week, you're playing for second place against me. They're not as good as mine. They're bigger.
Pretty good.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good.
My God. Yeah. Is Michael Jordan pretty good? What are you talking about, pretty good?
If he's up against LeBron, he's pretty good. But when
my hands transcend Topper Sports. Dude, the sheer scope of my hand ability, it dwarfs anything in you or the Godfather's universe. I don't want to hear about it. I'm claiming best hands in the league. If anyone wants to take the spot, we'll put some money up, 50, 100 bucks. Winner gets to pick the charity it goes to. We'll agree on you know how we judge that. We pick a quarterback, whip some
Jimmy,
balls
I like this. You know what we can do? Not to interrupt you, Garrett. We should talk to Topper. We should get one of those jugs machines from DePew or St. Mary's or somebody can donate to us for an afternoon.
All right.
Put a couple balls in there, line up the best couple, you know, people who claim they have the best hands, and then I'll go last. You've seen that I'm the, you know, it's my idea and I'm the greatest thing that some sliced bread. I'll go last so I know what numbers I have to hit. And then when I win, don't give the money to charity. I'll just take it and I'll put it in my pocket and go.
Oh, no, I got it. I got to figure it out. The money that's raised could go to get new Nikes for the Scott, formerly known the 40-year plan guy. Done.
Oh my God.
Done.
That's it. That's it.
Oh my
God. We are making magic. We are making magic here, boys.
Holy
no
crap.
More orthopedics. Did you see him this week, Jimmy? He had him on again this week.
Yeah, I did. Actually, I inspected those, Mr. Batson. They are Jordans, believe it or not.
I know. That's
the Jordans. I didn't know Jordans were orthopedic.
Did you see
I did not. I forgot to check on the orthopedic.
I'll point him out this week. Look at these motherfucker shoes. I specifically went up to him, and I thought he would be trying to wear something else so we can try to get laid a little bit. Because he's always talking. He's trying to talk to a ton of chicks. But, dude, he's not going to get laid with those shoes. I'll definitely point him out this week. One more question I had that just popped in my head, Garrett. Who is the captain of your team? You or your quarterback?
Are you serious?
Okay, I just wanted to just make sure. I want the TSL of the universe to know that you're the quarterback. Do you ever think about benching this guy for running his mouth and burying you?
Oh.
Maybe a half, maybe a drive. Because you're a good quarterback. I've seen you play quarterback a few times. You're very good. You got a rocket of an arm. You're a
he's
smart
got a
dude.
Point
you know the
here.
Plays.
Well, maybe I'm an athlete, but.
Well, exactly. Maybe a series or two wouldn't hurt just to, you know, I'm the boss of this team, bro. You're here because I asked you to be here.
Yeah, I mean, he knows. Listen, he knows he was out of pocket. He knows. And like all the great organizations, all the great leaders, you know, I'm a class act. I'm not going to sit here and air him out, you know, on the air. But he knows that what he did was wrong. And, yeah, I mean, if he continues to, you know, engage in conduct detrimental to the team, yeah, I might have to sit him.
And, Gary, you're a tall guy. You're a fast guy. You got great hands. You could throw a bomb, run down there, jump high, and catch the ball, too.
Yep, I was thinking that too.
Throw it to yourself.
If I thought it wouldn't hurt people's feelings, I would have been doing that years ago. But I'm a league guy. I'm a good guy. It's just a touch co-ed league. I'm not trying to hurt any feelings, you know.
Gentlemen, here it comes. Here it comes. One more hit. Ready?
And now a word from your godfather.
This is an actual godfather quote, not the godfather's mailbag. And the godfather says, quote, "This mailbag idea has already paid off. There's a lot to unpack with this one. First off, I enjoy the Garrett bashing. I hadn't realized he led the league and dropped touchdowns.
Ooh.
Just get Garrett some stick'em for his hands and sling it this Saturday." That's this Saturday that just passed, Garrett. So in reply to the Godfather, go ahead. Lay the smack down, brother.
Wow.
The Godfather, you know, I respect what he does, but he's supposed to have his finger on the pulse of the league, and he's coming after my hands. You should know better. They're premium.
Very true.
Get a fucking grip, Godfather. Get a clue. You know, you get one email from a first-year player, and you got to suck on his teeth.
And he's
to keep my hands out of your mouth. And you know what, Jimmy? Remember the earthquake, like tsunami of 2011?
When you say earthquake, I instantly think of the wrestler. Okay, so the tsunami. Right.
That's
what I thought. It was like a tsunami. That's what it kind of reminded me of, because was it as tragic? I mean, I killed 15,000 people. Was the Godfather calling out my hands as tragic as that? No. But it was at least comparable.
Dude, you are all over these metaphors this week, bro. I love it. I absolutely love it.
I'm a poet, Joey.
You said it perfectly. The Godfather sucking on that teat of a first-year player who about 0.5% of the league know. That's
it's
where he's
low class. It's low
it
brow.
Is.
He's better
You're 100%
than that.
Correct. You know what he should have done?
He knows. I mean,
he should have reached out to you and said, "Hey, is this true? Who's this guy talking shit about you? Control your team." That's what I would have done. You know, if I had him, maybe everybody knows not to talk shit about me on my team. Everyone comes to me, "Hey, man, we have a little bit. We want you to say this to the Godfather. Hey, pass this along to the guy." Okay. I'm on a first aid basis with him. It's the Godfather. So I know this dude pretty well. And he's sucking on that dude. That's a perfect way to say it, man. Sucking on that first year teeth. I don't like that. I don't like that at all, Mr. Godfather. If you listen to
like
this.
Like I said, it was tragic and uncalled for. That's what it was.
Absolutely. A little embarrassing, too. I mean, it cuts you a little bit deep, I'm sure, right? Because there's a lot of people out there who know who you are, and to think that that's all they got to go on. They don't get the opportunity to watch your games and see you tear shit up. All they got to go
Just come by and watch, like I said.
I agree. I'm with you there, baby.
Hey, I'm going to piggyback right on what Joey Bats just said here. I mean, a lot of people in this league do know you, and they do know you as this rock-solid dude. And here we have 1 week that just passed where it's nothing but punches to the face, to the face, to the kidneys, and then back to the face again. And then you go out there. How'd that go this past weekend? You dropped every ball? No. And now you're out here, you're swinging right back, and you're up, and you're ready to rock and roll. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to, you know, I got to take time out of my schedule for brand management because of the Godfather. I love being on here, but it's also a shame. You know what I mean? I got Instagram models knocking down my door, and I got to postpone it so I can come on here and just right or wrong, you know? It's absurd.
It's a tragedy.
I mean, come on, you
it's
guys.
It's a tragedy.
Know. being at the top, people come at you all the time. A legend's life is lonely. You know what I mean? You know, I don't have to explain to you. It happens all the time.
The kid gets it. He gets it. I'll give him credit. He knows how it is. Yeah. It's tough. You know what I mean? I told Jimmy last week, people are bad-mouthing us. Some people like it. If they're bad-mouthing us, we're doing something good. You know what I mean? And you're absolutely right. He's just, it's a little envious. 100%. That's what I mean. He wishes he had hands like that. He wishes he can throw himself a ball, chase it down 40 yards, jump up, and score a touchdown. It is what it is. You know, you can't. Some of us are born with it. Some of us have to work at it. Some of us never get it. Your quarterback never got it. Luckily, he's got a good arm, and that helps him out. But he's got small calves.
All right, Garrett, you're on the clock right now. I'm going to give you 5 minutes to go off about anything that you want. The floor is yours, sir. Turning the torch over to you, Mr. Bats. Well, feel free to coax him along.
Well, I mean, I would start with saying this to any of the ladies in the league. I am single.
I love it.
Great first date. I have one rule, and it's serious. Really seriously, to the ladies out there, we go on a date, we have a good time. Wait till the third date to say I love you. Otherwise, it's just creepy and weird. You know what I mean?
Oh, we know what you mean.
Yeah, let's just get that out of the way. Then, as far as this week, I definitely want to challenge the captain of Jabronis, Joe Miano, I believe, if it's not Kleckler, to a captain's bet. So I'm throwing that out there.
I always love a captain's bet. Those are great.
What are you thinking? What do you want to put down?
Well, I like the idea of a jersey bet. As far as picking the jersey for the captain for the next team, I think that's an awesome idea. I mean, really, I got so much faith in myself and my team that you want to, do a tattoo bet for like a cock on the forehead.
There's nothing I wouldn't do. Explain that jersey bet. Some people don't know what that is. That's a great idea. Explain that to some people. I wish we had more of that going around.
Yeah, that's just where the winner gets to pick the jersey the captain has to wear. You can't change the team name, I guess, would be a good idea, but the name on the back, the number, everything.
I love it.
For the next
Something so simple for the next season. You're absolutely right. That's a great bet. More people need to do little shit like that. I agree.
Do you pick a star player on their team and make them wear your personal jersey for the rest of the session? You know, like, so maybe their most famous female or something.
James. You know what? Well, Jimmy, I might do that, except for if I gave someone my jersey, they're probably just going to sell it on eBay.
Dude, you know how many times my jersey's been on eBay? You're absolutely right. My game-worn, I don't even watch them anymore. It's my game-worn jersey. And 99% of the time, I got like, there's like five or six buyers who follow all my stuff around. And
they
pay big bucks for it, dude. So you know how it is, man.
Joey, true or false, you and me put our game-worn jerseys autographed on eBay. Could we not solve the AIDS crisis in Africa?
Easily. Within the first 7 minutes. Give it, because some people have bad dial-up. Within seven minutes. Easily. And I don't have any sleeves, so they get a little bit discount because I cut my sleeves off tomorrow. That's part of it. What I mean? One quick comment I have about your squad. My favorite player on your team to watch is, I fucking love watching Nick play. The fucking dude. Just because he's so animated when he drops a ball. when he doesn't catch the ball, and usually they're bombs that go right through his fucking hands that he should have caught. I love when he comes to the sideline and he fucking starts pounding the ground and cussing out. Nick, dude, you're almost 50.
It's Nick. Nick's the man. Nick is ageless. I mean, Nick and Cammy in a league full of awesome fucking people are at the top of my list. Nick is ageless, though. And that's just that frustration. It's just, on Frodo Swaggins, we demand the best of ourselves. We know we're the best in D3. So when we make mistakes and let our team down, it hurts because we have the best, best team in the league, most beautiful women, biggest dicks. It's just another day in the life.
There's not much that you don't have down there in D3.
No, and I measured the hog of each one of my male players before I gave him a roster spot.
That was a requirement for my squad too. We did the same thing.
Yeah,
that's funny. Right. And obviously, I won. I was the first one to win. Well, Jimmy, my wife listened to the podcast. She missed the first week, but she listened to us with Scotty last week.
Yeah.
The first thing she said was, well, because we were in the car, we went up to Chautauqua Lake this week. And the first thing she said was, you sound like someone who's not married. I was like, mission accomplished, baby. Mission accomplished.
All right, here. Because I know that she is going to listen. Ready? Are you ready for this?
Go.
Mrs. Battaglia, it's my pleasure to have your husband on our show. Please do the best you can to keep him calm, focused, and satisfied. so that come game day, he has that proper release on the field. Hopefully that helps you a little bit this week. That's all.
It always does, baby. Yeah, just your voice alone helps me.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Garrett, did you listen to the call last week with Scotty? I think you did. You told me, right?
I did. And I think that's why third and schlong beat us, is because they got the Jimmy Joey bump.
You're 100%. You're 100%.
They came out and they beat us.
I was just going to say the exact same thing. What do you think? Because those are a good bunch of dudes on that team. What do you think of them splitting up?
It's tragic. I mean, as far as I know, third and schlong has been together a long time. They've had their ups and downs, but class act of the league. Scotty Sr. played lights out on Saturday. Did not make a mistake. Just did his dink and dunk.
Can you see with them breaking up? Can you see anybody hopping on Frodo? Actually, let me ask, before we get into that, because Senior come over and takes your boy Scott's position. There's always the opportunity. That dude's a legend in his own right. I got plenty of pictures to prove it.
It would be an honor to catch balls from Scotty Sr. And, yeah, if my quarterback doesn't get in line and toe the company line, oh, yeah, there'll be a roster spot.
I do have a scoop. I've got a scoop for both of you. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Scotty Sr. has definitely come to the board, the table, this week and said to me on the sidelines he plans to continue playing in this league for as long as it takes to make sure that he has three generations of Kellers on the field at one time.
I love it. Dame's almost there.
I love it.
Junior's son is almost, he's got a couple more years till he's out of high school and then we'll sneak him on. I love it. Dude, think about it. Tell your boy that this is his competition. And Scotty Sr. doesn't need no tryout either, right? We don't want to make sure he's not going to try out. He's already got a spot once your boy keeps running his mouth, right?
Oh, yeah. His resume speaks for himself.
Okay, good. Yeah. I want to make sure. He's already on my roster. He's our backup QB if I get hurt or if we're up by like 40 or 50, which happens a lot for the girls and the co-ed team. He's on the roster. When he shows up on time, that's the biggest problem.
Joey, speaking of co-ed teams, I have a message for you.
Oh, here it comes.
From Matty Ice.
Oof, oof.
And he says, and I quote, this is Matty Ice, "I have a lot to say, but at this point, 4 weeks into the season."
Oh, my God, you told me this too.
"I have played 9 games. That is the length of a full season for most QBs. I'm 9-0. Let my record do the talking. LaVar Ball, quote, never lost."
See, here's my take on this, Mr. Bats, before you respond. The reason why the quote is being read on this show is because people are actually going to hear it. Because if he says it on the other one, they're just going to be falling a friggin' sleep before they even get to the point that he gave that quote. So, yeah, kudos to you, Matty Ice, for sending the quote forward to this show, the one that people actually listen to. That's all I'm saying on that one.
That's a classy move, and I respect it. But a couple things, Superman always needed Lex Luthor. Michael Jordan, actually, I'm a LeBron guy. LeBron always needs D. Wade. There's always that guy who's always there, just trying to get to the top, trying to rise up. But, he's not there. He's like, I'm on the top rung of the ladder. He's on, he's next door trying to put his ladder up still. He's 9-0. That's great. And I respect that because his girls team is good. But he's playing in D2. You know what I mean? I've seen the competition in D2. I believe it's the same exact division that I won last year. Whatever, that's fine. I moved up. I went up to the big dogs. Whatever. My girls' team, his girls' team. Guys, have you watched the D4 game? Gary, I don't know if you have, if you refed any. This D4 division.
Oh, I refed one.
It may be the worst division in Topper Sports right now. My girls' team, the gender teams play each other this week, so that'll be a great game. But it's going to be us against him in the finals.
They've got D5 and D4 all messed up. Like, there's teams in 5 that should be 4, and half of 4 needs to be in 6. Develop a D8. I don't even know.
there's only 6 teams in D4, and they are so bad. Like, they are losing to mine and his gender team by, 30. It's not even close. I think the last 2 games, one of the girls played quarterback the whole last couple of drives just because it was so embarrassing. And I started throwing left-handed. You know what I mean? Give me a freaking break. They're letting Kelly Little run down the middle of the field wide open.
Joey, every single girl, just like Maddie's team, every single girl, that's just a who's who of amazing beasts in the league. But 100%. don't you think that just the energy and just the greatness that you exude, that's got to have a lot to do with
it. That carries it over. That's why we don't lose games. I'm a leader, baby. I'm a legend. I get these chicks fired up and moist.
All right, guys, I'm hitting you with it because clock's running right now and we're right up against it. I've got one last segment. I got to get these responses from you immediately. Now, this is called Love It, Hate It. I want one thing from Garrett that he loves and one thing from Joey Bats that he hates. Give it to me right now.
Go, Garrett.
Loves... I love a lot of things.
One thing you love, Garrett.
From a topper sports standpoint, I love the effort and work that people put in on behalf of this league, namely Topper. Namely, seriously, I always like to give a shout out to people because Topper, Ramir, you know, the other podcasts, they do some stuff, you know, the refs each week, the people who make the league happen that I just get to wake up and go to. I love that. I love all the effort that goes into making such a great league. So
all right, Mr. Bats, one thing that you hate, sir. Please.
I hate that everybody wants to be like me, Jimmy. I really do. Guys, I'm a human being. I'm just a guy. You know what I mean? I put my pants on one pant leg at a time like you. Be yourself, guys. You know, it's not – you can't be me. You can never be as good as me. You can't be as good looking as me. Just go out there and be you every week, man. Stop trying to be a legend. You can't.
All right, here it comes one last time. Garrett, one thing you hate, and Mr. Bats, one thing you love.
It's kind of like Joey, man. I hate being at the top. I mean, I think a lot of people in the league will look at me and, you know, smartest guy in the room, athletic, charming, and they, oh, it'd be great to be Garrett. You know, you don't know what it's like, man, to always be right, to always be the smartest in the room, to have the best. And that's a burden that someday I just honestly... I just wish I could be a normie, but, you know, God bless me with what he did.
A normie.
You know, there's just days I hate it. I just wake up and I just wish I could be average, but for whatever reason, I was both blessed and cursed with my talents, so.
Isn't that what you call your dick, a normie? Isn't that what you call him, normie?
No. I named my dick Ricky in second grade, and I haven't had I haven't had reason to change it since, so Ricky it is.
Mr. Bass, one thing you love.
Yo, Jimmy, I love that we're doing this, baby. I have so much fun with this. I love everything about it. I love that we have guests. We only have two guests. I loved every minute of them. Two of the greatest dudes in the league. I love what we're doing here. I love that we're focusing on little things that everybody wants to talk about, which is themselves. That's the most important part. I love the heel tendencies that we have, that Garrett's going off on his team. He's going off on the entire league. Scotty did the same thing last week. I love what we're doing, and I can't wait to continue it each week.
Who's the guy that took the elbow to the head that swole up like a golf ball? Oh, my God. He was bleeding, man. Oh, that was brutal.
I didn't get the chance to see it. I heard about it, but I didn't get to see it. It was that bad?
Yeah, there was a lot going on the fields this weekend. And you know what? Good. That's what the TSL is all about. Keep it up, guys. You're doing a good job.
Should have got up and cold.
A little
goosebump,
a little bloodshed for Topper. Shake it off.
Chicks dig that, baby. All chicks love a good star.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Garrett, final thoughts, final words, please.
Final thoughts. I mean, really, Godfather, you owe me anything short of a public apology is just fucking tragic. you know, I've already talked to Scotty. I won't air anything else out in public. And for you guys, oh, my God, what magic you guys got going on with this podcast. I fucking love it. I'll share the limelight with some other people. Have your guests on, but I'm coming back next year. We're taking the world by storm. I fucking love it. You guys are the best.
You'll be back over in a couple weeks. Final thoughts.
Two final thoughts real quick, Jimmy. I thought about them for most of the week. The first one is, again, you know, everyone keep I love how hard everyone's playing out there. I love that every week we get, you know, yelling at the refs and we're fighting and people are gnawing and clawing for every yard. And at the end of the day, guys, just quickly remember, you're always playing for second place. You're always playing for second best this league, because until I hang them up, until I call the day, you know, I'm always number one. I really am always number one in this league. No matter how good you are, I'm always going to be number one. So keep trying. Keep coming at me. But have fun being in second place. Chicks also like the silver. Not as much as I love the gold, but, you know, it is what it is, I guess, right?
I've got a final thought as well, my friend. So it was good to be back out there this week. It was good to see a lot of people do a lot of things. But my favorite moment was sitting on the sidelines with Mr. Bats watching this game, and they were wearing blue, and I think they were red. And then watching these ladies out there on the field, and they're playing so hard, and they're doing so good, but they all keep looking left or keep looking right, depending on which way they're facing. and they keep getting distracted by these eyes of the referee. This is what the ladies say. They are blown away by the gorgeous nature of the referee on field one. If you know who you are, you know who we're talking about. Mr. Bats, what are some of the best ways people could get in touch to be on the show?
716-400-5045. Shoot me. That's my personal cell phone. I don't give it out to a lot of people. All listeners on here, 716-400-5045. A quick text, a quick call. Find me at the fields. I'm usually there at 10 o'clock, and I probably don't leave till 2 or 3 o'clock. You're not going to find me at the bar. I don't like to hang out. I'm on the fields doing something. Reffing, hanging out with Jimmy, sitting on the sideline. I'm always there. Please send me a text. Give me a call. We have. If you love us, if you want to come and bash us, by all means, we would love to have you on the show. Next week, we got a good guest who did a little bashing with us earlier in the week, so we'll get into him next week. One more final thought, Jimmy, before I let you go.
Yes, sir.
You were sitting with me real quick. Goes back to last week with Scotty. Did you not see Eric Stegmaier walk up to the field and then literally 7 seconds behind him was Katie Keller?
It was sweet.
I think they were.
No, it was sweet. I liked it. It was real cool.
It was sweet.
I said to Katie, Joey, when I saw her, I am a reverend in the Universal Life Church. I can help the both of you right now.
And I think she took your cell phone number down and said, I'll be calling you this summer to set up our wedding.
That's
what I heard.
Oh, my God. That's the missed calls. Now I know.
That's exactly.
Oh, my God.
I'll text you her number. Make sure it was hers.
It's about time.
I think they drove together, but they, oh, no, we can't get out together. It's just not right. You go, and I'll follow you. Pretend I was in the bathroom.
They're overdue. Guys, they look so good together, Joey. They do.
Guys, they really do. She had dinner at the parents' house the other day. It's kismet. I'm happy for him. You know, I just added to the list of top of relationships.
Wait a second. At the parents' house, not his?
I don't know if he had. I'm pretty sure he still lives with his parents is what I thought. I think he lives with Big Jer and Aunt Julie. That's my wife's cousin. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen,
this is the TSL Altcast featuring the legendary Joey Bats and DJ Jimmy. Others can pretend, but you can't win without the legend. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get it.
So he still lives with the parents?
No, I don't. I honest to God, Jimmy, he's Jill's cousin.
I'm still recording, cousin. So be careful.
And I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen his house. I've known the dude for 10 years. I've never seen his house. Jill's been, in a family relationship with him for 30 years. We've never seen his fucking house. She's never seen his house, and she's been banging him for a year and a half.
Ladies fucking and gentlemen, weird. If you could find that house, text Joey.
Eric Stegmaier, let's see your house, bro.